Well, the Practical Farmers of Iowa are hosting a field day coming up today from 2 to 5 this afternoon. It'll be at the Roseman Family Farms up in Shelby County, and Ron Roseman joins us this morning. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Pretty excited about having a crowd there today?
Yeah, it looks really good. The weather's been great, you know, for August, which, you know, we're really happy about. So, yeah, hoping for a great crowd.
Tell me a little bit about what you got going on today. I know you got some speakers and some special programs planned.
Yeah, we have quite a program lined up. We have two speakers in addition to ourselves. One of the speakers will be talking about grass-fed beef. He owns a grass-fed beef company up in central Minnesota that he's at Cannon Falls, but he supplies the greater Minneapolis area with about 40 to 50 head of grass-fed beef per week. And then a second speaker will be Dr. Annette O'Connor from Iowa State University Veterinary Medicine. And she will be talking with us about our trial that we are doing with the vet med people on pink eye control in cattle using vitamin A injections as a preventative. And then besides that, then we have three different field plots that we are doing in cooperation with Iowa State and Practical Farmers of Iowa, dealing with such things as aphid control and timing of planting, different planting dates for soybeans, early versus late, and then some cultivation trials.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so folks will get a chance to see some different things, too, there. How long have you guys been involved in organic farming?
Well, we stopped using pesticides on our, at that time, 320-acre farm in 1983. So it's been 28 years without pesticides, and a lot has happened since then. We've grown. We're up to 700 acres, and we became certified organic in the year 1994. Up from 83 to 94, we were doing a lot of research with Iowa State and Practical Farmers of Iowa on different trials to see if we could be successful at, you know, completely eliminating pesticides and, you know, meaning herbicides and insecticides and antibiotics. We don't use any antibiotics in our hogs and cattle or growth hormones. And, you know, it's gone very well. You know, we've learned how to grow reasonably clean corn and soybeans, clean crops, meaning, you know, not very many weeds. Our goal is not to get rid of every single weed, but learn how to manage weeds from year to year. And, yeah, that's been a challenge, especially in these wet years, like the last two or three here have really been tough. But we've done reasonably well, and we've had very good yields. You know, our yields are quite similar to conventional farmers. On the soybean, sometimes they are even better. On the corn, we're not going to get 250 bushel corn because we don't put on any additional nitrogen other than what we can supply ourselves either through our own hog and cattle manure from our own farm or from the contribution of the legume that's in our rotation, which would be 2 years of alfalfa. Mm-hmm.
Well, the market has really opened up quite a bit. There's a lot more demand now for organically grown products.
That's very true. In back in 1994, it started here in Iowa, the organic sales did with soybeans going to Japan for tofu. that's how the organic row crops, you know, got started, at least with soybeans. And corn took off after, not until after 2000, when there became a USDA organic label, and then we started meeting the National Organic Program standards for the USDA. So that opened up a tremendous amount of sales in poultry, for instance, or eggs and dairy products. Meat has lagged behind that somewhat, but it is still growing. And you know, we grow pork and beef for our own label, which is Roseman Family Farms, and we sell locally. We sell in Ames and Des Moines, and we also grow for a cooperative, a nationwide cooperative. Now, a real interesting thing that's happening, that a decision that we've made this year, is we just started, as you speak, in fact, construction just started this morning on a retail store that we are building on our farm for our products, our beef and our pork and popcorn. We do popcorn. For instance, one of the areas of sales is the Harlan Community School System buys our popcorn for all the sporting events. And this year we have 12 acres of popcorn in addition to, you know, the regular corn. And so what this store is going to be about is, you know, we hope to promote not only our local foods, but other local foods and local products as well. And, you know, that's another thing that is really growing. It's this whole concept of local foods, partly because, you know, for lots of different reasons. One is the food is generally fresher. Many times it may be more nutritious because of how it's grown. Taste might be better. And you are helping the local economy. And so that's what we are going to try to do, to try to make ourselves more visible, and also use it as a way for people who do not live on a farm to come out and see what it's like to be on a diversified crop and livestock farm where, you know, we still have pigs and pigs outside, and, you know, we do it in a fairly large scale. We have around 750 to 800 pigs a year, and we have 90 cows. So, you know, we have, you know, pretty good numbers. And we also have a son that's in our operation now with he and his wife. And, well, you know, I can talk all day about this kind of stuff, because there's always so much new and exciting things happening. And they, for instance, my son Dan and his wife Ellen, started the first CSA in Shelby County, which would be a community supported agriculture, where people in the Harlan, well, greater Shelby County area, I should say, are ordering vegetables throughout the growing season from them, and then they are delivering those vegetables, a variety of them, and fruits as well, you know, throughout the growing season for so much per week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another new and exciting venture.
You bet. Well, folks want to find out more, the field day today would be a great chance to do that. This is free and open to anyone, correct?
Yes. We have never charged for any field day. It starts at 2 o'clock, ends at 5 with a meal, an organic meal that will be provided by my wife and Ellen, my daughter-in-law. And it will feature our pulled pork. Also wanted to mention you know, I know you folks in Cass County are doing a lot with local foods as well, and right away I think of LaVon Eblen and the work she's been doing, and also the work, the ongoing work of purchasing food that I think is still going on, I hope it is, at through the hospital and through some, I believe some of the nursing homes in Cass County that are purchasing local foods.
Very good. Ron, tell them how to get to the farm so they can participate today.
Very easy to get to the farm. We're just 2 miles west of Harlan on Highway 44, and then 2.25 miles north on Ironwood Road. And our address is 1222 Ironwood Road, and just look for the sign.
All right. Well marked. Very good. Again, it's 2 to 5 this afternoon at the Roseman Family Farms. Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day coming up today. Ron, good luck with the event.
Well, thanks a lot, Jim, and thanks for having us.